Do you believe that? He's got all the power you need? Remember, faith is a lot bigger than what you feel in your emotions. Amen? Trust him, you see. He's got all the power that we need. Amen. We're going to be in Psalms today. A few of them. These are songs of deliverance. Let's pray. Father, we love you and praise you. The Psalms are so powerful. We thank you. Most of the Psalms deal with deliverance and your awesome power that tell us that we can trust you indeed because you do have all the power that we need. And you are a mighty God. You are El Shaddai, Almighty God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you so much. Speak to our hearts about the secret and the secret places that are in Psalms that you share with us right now. About how blessed that we are, especially when we come into the secret place of the Holy of Holies. So we give this message to you. We're so excited about all you've been doing, all you're doing in this service. And we just love singing those songs of praise to you. And we look forward to praising you even more. But right now, speak to us through your word, these songs of deliverance, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Holy Spirit this weekend, well, not this weekend, but all the time, and I'm sure he does it for you, put a song in my heart. There are just certain songs that you sing all throughout your Christian life that once in a while the Holy Spirit, they just pop into your, not just into your head, but into your spirit, you know? And one of the ones that really popped into my spirit this weekend was one that we used to sing at school at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. And it just simply repeated this over these two verses in Psalm 25 over and over and over again. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. He will make them know his covenant. Your eyes are continually toward the Lord. He will pluck my feet out of the net. And it just kept repeating those two verses over and over. Just think about that first verse. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. He will make them know his covenant. If I just preached on that one sentence, or that one verse right there, that would be enough. But as the Holy Spirit prompted me and put that song in my spirit, then the Holy Spirit prompted me to look up other psalms that talk about the deliverance of God or reference God, other psalms that have the word secret in them. So we're going to look at a few psalms today that have that word secret in them. The reason I'm doing that is, first of all, because the Holy Spirit told me to do it, but we're also encouraged by the word of God in Ephesians. What did Paul tell us? In Ephesians chapter 5, be controlled by the Holy Spirit and speak to one another how? In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So I'm doing what the Holy Spirit told me to do, and I'm doing what the Bible tells us to do. So I can't go wrong with that, right? So my goal is, I just hope that these psalms help you understand really, like the song we just sang, how awesome and how all-powerful our Father God is, especially during this time that we're in right now with our government concerning the issue of the COVID vaccine especially. I mean, talk about a bunch of fear and confusion and intimidation to manipulate people. The devil has just been using this COVID situation to put a lot of people in fear and confusion. First, they tell you to take the vaccine. Everybody, take the vaccine. Oh, well, now the vaccine doesn't really work. It's proven that there's all kinds of negative side effects to it. And plus, the people who are taking the vaccines are now the ones, what? They say, that are spreading it. It's like, so what are you supposed to? And then on top of that, they say, we're going to force you all to take it. The government is going to mandate it and force everyone to take it. They've already started in colleges. They're already doing it in many universities. Actually, there was one case already decided by, I was surprised by, Comey didn't even take the case. Just said, nope, I'm not. This young lady came and was trying to say that she had underlying health issues before. She had chronic illnesses, and that this taking the vaccine would practically kill her. Well, Comey said, no, we're going to let the university make it right for them to mandate it. So there's a lot. The military, we talked about that last week, that, you know, I guess if Biden is the commander in chief, can he tell everybody that they have to take it in the military? I don't know. All of it's unconstitutional. It's against our constitutional rights. But the fear, these Psalms that I'm going to share today, they're songs of deliverance. They talk about, first of all, God's all-powerfulness, his protection for us from COVID. But not only that, the Psalms are awesome because they always talk about how God will save us from the wicked schemes, not only of the devil, but the wicked schemes of prideful, evil men. That he is our refuge. He is our shelter. He is the secret place that we can go to. So let these Psalms encourage you and help you understand that we have nothing to fear. Why? Because he promises us that no power of hell or scheme of man will ever be able to pluck us from his hand when we're in the secret place of the Most High God. Amen. As I said, I found that each time the word secret's used in the middle of a song of deliverance, where our Lord is promising to save us from all our enemies, it's always about him saving us from all of our enemies, whatever that or they may be in this world. The first one is the one I mentioned already, Psalm 25, verses 14 and 15. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And remember, his covenant with us is an everlasting covenant. So the word secret there is a very interesting word. The secret of the Lord. The primary meaning of the word is of secret here is it's to be or to make tight, firm, intimacy. It actually talks about being on a couch, sitting on a couch in a meeting with people, in a meeting of counselors. Secret signifies being closely pressed together for the purpose of secret communication and conversation. That's what the Lord wants to have with us. He wants to have those. He wants to have a session with us all the time. But he only does it for those, obviously, who are born again, filled with the Spirit of God, who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But not only that, those who fear him, those who honor him, respect him, who live a life of holiness, who are trying to do what pleases him, just like you're supposed to do with your mom and dad and your parents, you don't want to grieve them. You don't want to do things that upset them. It's that type of person that is working on that type of relationship, being holy because he is holy, that God says he'll have those you will have those secret meetings with him. And what does he want to do in those secret meetings? He wants to reveal to you and make known his covenant. Think about that. When we come into the Holy of Holies, when we come into the secret place with the Lord, he wants to make known every single aspect of his covenant with us, which is mind-boggling and limitless. There are so many incredible benefits and blessings to his covenant that he wants to make known to his people. It's being together as if it were the result of a private consultation among friends. He wants to always have that private consultation with all of us, all of his children. That's the kind of relationship that he wants to have with us. And that's available to us. That's our right. We can have that. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. Private consultation among friends or something which related to them and which they did not wish to have known. So in other words, it still is a secret. He gives us a secret consultation, a secret time with us to reveal his covenant to us. And why is it a secret? Because the rest of the world doesn't know it. Only the us who are his children, who are blessed because we've accepted his son Jesus Christ, are the ones that he tells those secret things to. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing. So this amazing verse tells us, those who are truly and properly honor and respect our Lord Jesus Christ or the Father, or those who are his true worshipers, can now enter into the Holy of Holies, have intimate times of fellowship with him in his presence, have private talks with him. And he will make known to us everything that there is to know about his covenant with us. That's why it's so important that we get back the basics that you've heard from the first day you became a Christian. What? Spend time in the Word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time with the Lord. Why? Because that's where you learn everything about the covenant. That's where he desires us to get together with him so he can reveal everything about the covenant blessings that he has for us. It's in prayer and in the Word of God, because that, when we do that, that's when the Holy Spirit will help us know everything we need to know about his covenant of grace with us. Then verse 15 says this. And one thing I want you to notice about these songs, listen to what David says in verse 15. He never takes his eyes off of the Lord. It's always about being continually in his presence. Remember what happened to Peter when he took his eyes off the Lord? What happened? He sunk. That's what happens. David says, my eyes are ever toward, they're continually toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. We must constantly be looking to God and seeking his direction. We must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, like it tells us in Hebrews. In perplexity, in doubt, in difficulties, in times like we're in right now, in danger, in view of death and the future world, we look to God for his guidance and deliverance. Why? Because he's got all the power we need. Amen? Any net or snare. A net is a trap. There are all kinds of traps being set for people right now, especially for Christians. Even if we do get caught in one of them for some reason, what does God promise? If our eyes are continually toward him, we're always looking to him for guidance and direction, he will pluck our feet out of the net. He will pull us right out of the trap. He will set us free from any trap that the world, the flesh, or the devil sets for us, even if we do get caught in them. Amen?
That would be a good scripture to stand on for the nation, because the nation's feet are in the net.
Amen. Amen. So these are great scriptures. If you just remember these two verses right here and just meditate on them, you can use they're so broad, and there's so much in them. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. That's about prophets too. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. Those prophetic people that really spend time with the Lord, they get those words from the Lord. That's how they get those words from the Lord. And that's why it says that the Lord doesn't do anything until he reveals it to his prophets. Well, how do they get that? Because they know that the secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and that's where he reveals his covenants to them. So it really is an awesome scripture. But let's go to Psalm 31 now. Read these entire psalms. Write these psalms down. For time's sake, I'm only picking a few verses out of them that are relevant to our situation that we're in America and where we're at in our life right now. Psalm 31, I'm going to start in verses 13 through 15. I just love this because it talks about our tyrannical government right now that is trying to force all these things upon us. What does it say? This is a great word of encouragement for the times that we're living in. For I hear the slander of many. Fear is on every side. I'm sorry, verse 13. Start in verse 13. I don't know if I said that. For I hear the slander of many. Fear is on every side. While they take counsel together against me, they scheme to take away my life. Isn't that awesome? But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Don't you love that? My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Now, verse 20. Drop down to verse 20. Here's the word secret again. Remember, we're talking about the word secret, secret and secret places. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Glory! Don't you love that? Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man in a safe shelter. You hide them from the insults of their enemies. Hallelujah. And this word secret is different from the word that we just looked at in verse in Psalm 25. The word here, the Hebrew word for secret here, and in the rest of the Psalms of deliverance that we're going to look at, simply means it's a secret place. It's a hiding place. It's a shelter. It's a covering. He will cover us in his presence from the pride of man. He will cover us. He will hide us from all the insults of our enemies. That's the word of God. That's the promise from the word of God. Amen? And of course, I haven't taught on this one in a long time, but we're going to read all of Psalm 91. Amen? Because these are our benefits. These are covenant benefits promised to us by the Father. And many of us already know this. Many of you know this psalm by heart. Psalm 91, verse 1. We're going to read the whole thing. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Listen, remember I mentioned, the word abide there means what? Not to just go visit him once in a while. You know, I'm going to go visit, you know, I think I haven't been there in a week or a month. I better go visit. No, the word abide means continually dwell. You're continually dwelling in his presence. Right? All these psalms have that same theme. David's always, my eyes are constantly, always towards the Lord. I continually dwell with him. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Continually dwell in his presence under the shadow of the Almighty. Listen, El Shaddai. That the word Almighty means El Shaddai, and it just simply means he is the most powerful God. He is almighty. And where is the secret place of the Most High? The secret place of the Most High is the Holy of Holies, or the very throne room of Father God. Who has access to it? We do. Every person who is born again and has the Holy Spirit living in them, because they've trusted in the gospel of Jesus Christ, now has unlimited access through the blood of Jesus to the presence of our Father in the Holy of Holies. That's your secret place. That's the secret place of the Most High God. Jesus himself said it. I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father or no one gets into the Holy of Holies but through me. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. You can only call Jesus Lord, how? If you have the Spirit of God in you. And then and only then can you receive these covenant blessings and benefits from him. Let's go through some of the awesome benefits of being in the secret place of the Most High God, of being able to come into the Holy of Holies and have access to the Father of God through the blood of Jesus. Through Jesus and what he's done for us. Verses 3 through 16. This is all you need to know about COVID. This first verse. He shall surely deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. From the dangerous pandemics. It's exactly what it means. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow, or in our case nowadays, the bullets that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Listen to this. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. I wish there was some way for me to calculate how many of the people that have died from COVID are those who have rejected Christ and rejected God and rejected the gospel. And compared to how many of maybe were born again believers. I don't know for sure, but I'm just guessing that a lot of those people that this pandemic has had an effect on were people who rejected the Lord all their life. I'm just guessing. Really, I don't have to guess. Why? Because the Word tells me that that's what happens. That's what he just told us, right? How many times do you see it throughout Scripture? Even in when God delivered Israel out of Egypt, before he delivered them, all the plagues and all the disasters that he sent upon Egypt, guess what? They didn't touch the Israelites. It only affected those who were rebelling and totally refusing to accept God as their Lord. Let's keep going. And why does he protect us? Because you've made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High God, again, your dwelling place. Not the place you just visit once in a while, but he's your dwelling place. You're continually with him, continually in his presence. And because of that, no evil shall befall you. How could it, right? If you're in his presence. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Hallelujah. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And let me just say this here real quick. If people in the church should choose to not receive the vaccine or take it, we don't just not take it and try to tempt God. Remember, this is the verse that the devil tried to use on Jesus when he was led him up on the temple and told him to jump down. And he said, look, jump down. You know, the Bible says, the devil knows the Bible. You know that, right? He says that the word says that, you know, the angels will protect you. But Jesus said, no, look, I'm not jumping down. I'm not going to tempt the Lord. I'm not going to tempt the Lord God just to please you, to play games with you. So in other words, we do it because we totally trust in him, not because we're testing him or we want to test him. We're doing it because we know his word tells us that he will protect us and we're trusting in him. There's a big difference, right? And then he says, listen to this. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. What did Jesus tell us? Jesus reaffirms this in Luke 10:19. Jesus put it this way. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, the lion. Remember what Peter said? Your enemy goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But Jesus tells us exactly what the Lord told us in Psalm 91. I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. And it continues on, Psalm 91 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Really, that is one of the main reasons why God protects us. Because we love to come to him. We've come to him through the blood of Jesus. We love to spend time in his presence. We love him. We love to be with him in prayer and word, with each other, fellowshipping. Because we have loved him and because we have known his name, he will set us on high. He promises when we call upon him, he will answer us. I will be with you in trouble. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you, and I will show you my salvation. And he has shown us his salvation, because the word salvation actually is the name Jesus. Jesus is his salvation. He has shown us his salvation. And he's given us a long, long life now, because why? Because we have eternal life. Can't get any longer than that. And I'm satisfied. Believe me, I am satisfied with that. Are you satisfied? You should be satisfied with that. And, of course, we cannot end without going to Psalm 27. Amen. That's awesome. Psalm 27, we're only going to read verses 1 through 6. And again, this is so powerful, so encouraging. Memorize these psalms. Study these psalms yourself. Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6. If you're struggling with fear, confusion, intimidation, doubt, worry about the government, you know, the tyrannical mandates and things they're trying, you need to stay in these psalms. You need to get the heart of David from these psalms, because it's the heart of the Lord and it's the truth. He has all the power you need. Faith in him will always overcome your feelings. Amen. Don't go by your feelings and emotions and all the things you hear out there. Faith in the Lord, faith in his word. Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? No one. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Absolutely no one. Why? David tells us. Because when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Trust me, they will stumble and fall. And I love this part. Even though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not, what?
Fear.
My heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me. Many people are thinking it could come to that. They could call out martial law and start rounding all of us up. And there could be a civil war. Some people are thinking it could head that way. Thank God for the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Even if an army encamps against us, we will not fear. If war rises up against us, in this we will be confident. I want you to notice this verse again. I'm going to keep harping on this. Look at what David says about how he continually wants to be in the presence of the Lord. That's where his power comes from. That's where his victory comes from. Listen to what he says. This is his main desire, he says. One thing that I have desired of the Lord, and that's what I'm going to seek. What? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I want to behold the beauty of the Lord, and I want to inquire of him in his temple all the time. Isn't that awesome? Why? Because David knows when he doesn't just... The big mistake that a lot of people, even Christians, make is the only time they run to the Lord is when? When they're in trouble. David's teaching us, look, if you stay in the presence of the Lord, you learn to dwell with him, learn his secrets of his covenant, fear him, have a great relationship with him, spend time with him in the word and in prayer and fellowship and serving him. That's how you spend time in his house and his temple. And when you do, you're prepared for anything that comes along, right? It doesn't take you by surprise. You're not fearing. You're not trembling. You're prepared because he has prepared you. David says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Here we go with the secret place again. in the secret place of his tabernacle. Oh, he shall hide me. Where's the secret place in the tabernacle? The outer courts? The next, inside the next veil? The Holy of Holies. That's where he wants to hide you, in his tabernacle, always in the Holy of Holies. Don't spend just time in the outer courts with everybody else and all the noise and confusion. Don't just go into the next part, the holy place, although that's a pretty cool place. But go into the Holy of Holies. That's where he wants to spend time with you at. Amen? He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Changes your whole perspective when you're sitting with Jesus at the right hand of the Father. Amen? We are seated with him right now in heavenly places. And when you're up there, your head's lifted up above all your enemies. Even though they're all around you, you're above them, not beneath. Amen? And then what does David say? And because of that, therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Another psalm that I didn't get into today is Psalm, I think it's Psalm 87, talks about it. And the beginning of that talks about, go and blow the trumpets, make a great shout, sing loudly to God, which means shout. Shout to him because of all he's done, because of his power, because of his deliverance, because of all that he's done for you. So that's what we're going to do. But I'm going to pray right now, just for everything that we've just learned. Lord, we declare that you are our light and salvation. Our hearts will not fear. Though war may rise against us, in this we will be confident. Lord, we thank you that the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, that you have made known to us the glorious covenant of grace that you established for us and signed for us through the blood of your Son, Jesus, so that now we can continually dwell in the secret place of the Most High with you and declare that you are a rock. You are our fortress. You alone are the one true God, and we trust in you and you alone. Thank you for hiding us in the safe shelter of your presence from the pride of evil men and from the insults and schemes of all our enemies. Thank you for delivering us from the snare of the fowler and from all dangerous pandemics. So, Father, right now, as Tammy shared earlier, we set ourselves in agreement with your word. Amen. And declare that because we've made the Lord Jesus our refuge, who is the Most High God, our constant dwelling place, no evil shall befall us, nor shall any plague come near our dwelling. Lord Jesus, we thank you because you've given us authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. You've given us power over all the power of the enemy. And we declare that nothing by any means shall hurt us. When we call upon you, you will answer us. Thank God that you are always with us when we're in trouble. You will deliver us and honor us. You've given us a long, great, eternal life that satisfies us. You have shown us your salvation. Jesus, because we have loved you and know your name, our heads are lifted up above our enemies all around us. Therefore, we will offer up sacrifices of joy in your tabernacle. In the Holy of Holies, we will sing, yes, we will sing praises and songs of deliverance to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And everyone said, Amen. Amen.